The Cedro Woolley couple, convicted of killing their adopted daughter from Ethiopia, was sentenced earlier today. Kerry Williams sentenced to the maximum allowed, 37 years just about. Her husband Larry was sentenced to nearly 28 years in jail. Their adopted daughter Hannah died of hypothermia that was exacerbated by malnutrition and a stomach condition. The jury found it was Kerry Williams' parenting style that led directly to Hannah's death. Hannah's case and others like it have motivated lawmakers in Washington state to write a law that would protect children adopted from overseas. Representative Mary Helen Roberts from the 21st District sponsored a bill in the legislature this year to change adoption laws and practices. That bill died in committee. Representative Roberts joins us today to discuss what she hopes to achieve in the next legislative session. Mary Helen Roberts, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What would the bill that you introduced last legislative session, what would it have done?
Well, we really focused on two specific areas. One was making sure that we had a sense of history. If a family had ever had a failed adoption, or if they had ever started the home study process and then discontinued it, we wanted to make sure that they weren't sort of shopping for a more sympathetic home review person. And then the other issue that we were adding to current law was that part of the home study would inquire of the family what their plan was with regard to dealing with a child's behavior problem, what kind of discipline was in their purview of actions that they would take.
Was this bill specifically about overseas adoptions? Domestic adoptions would have some of the same issues, right?
It would have covered everything, yes. It specifically came out of the report called Severe Abuse of Adopted Children, and that included a mix of overseas and domestic adoptions.
As I mentioned, the jury specifically talked about Kerry Williams' parenting style, but I wonder if there's a line between what you see of as abuse and what some people, I mean, this case is obviously extreme, but there seems that there would be the, this is abusive, this is a parenting style, this is strict, this is loose.
You're absolutely right, and that's one of the things that we have a challenge with in state law about defining abuse and neglect, and then we face that same challenge in trying to write an adoption law that would have protected Hannah. And it's, you know, one person's sense of appropriate discipline is another person's abusive behavior. We have some things in law that clarify that, but in this report and in this situation, one of the things that has started occurring more often is the withholding of food as a form of punishment, and maybe we should make that a part of future law.
How common is that?
Well, it's hard to know. We know what happens when a child's situation is brought to our attention. After an adoption is finalized by the court, that is that family's child, and the parents have the same control over them as birth parents, and the state doesn't have the right to come knocking on the door and saying, well, we just want to check up. It comes to our attention if there is a complaint of abuse or neglect. And that's why in this situation, the isolation of the family, I think in many ways, contributed to the level of abuse that Hannah experienced. If there'd been a house across the street or next door that saw this child out in the cold, we would hope that they would have called Child Protective Services. But this was a rural home, and it was never brought to our attention.
We're speaking with Representative Mary Helen Roberts, a Democrat who represents the 21st Legislative District. Were you motivated specifically by the Williams case?
No, it was reading the report that that got me both concerned and involved. The report includes the Williams case, but it includes 15 cases. There were two that were fatalities. There were several that were sexual abuse. There were several also that were that involved withholding of food.
When it comes to adoption laws, does each state regulate this, or are there some overarching regulations, particularly when it comes to overseas adoptions?
Well, most states or all states have some form of child welfare laws that that would include adoption. The one thing that is more or less overriding international adoptions is a 1993 Hague Convention that was established, that was developed to establish safeguards to ensure that any inter-country adoptions take place in the best interests of the child. But my little bit of reading of that is that it's a little bit vague, and it's also it's kind of strong recommendations rather than laws, and there really is no enforcement. What we are seeing in some situations is that countries, if they are going to allow a child to be adopted outside of the country, they maintain some kind of legal control over that child so that they do have the right to go into the home and to check up on the child. But other than that, the child is more or less, I mean, it sounds horrible, but legally the child is the property of the parents.
The bill that you introduced last session died. Have you made changes that make you think that you'll be able to get it through the legislature this time around?
Well, it actually made it through the House, and it died in the Senate. And, you know, there are going to be criticisms of it from all directions, but the ones that I am taking to heart is that it wasn't strong enough. And so I have a group of people meeting actually tomorrow that involves some who actually work in adoption agencies. There are several that will be there from the Seattle Ethiopian community, because Ethiopia was the country of origin of Hannah. We have agency people, a private adoption attorney, and so I'm hoping that we can rediscuss the issue and talk about what we are able to do within the confines of parents' constitutional rights, but to step up our efforts to ensure that this child is going into a safe home if they are to be adopted.
Mary Helen Roberts represents the 21st Legislative District, Edmonds-Mukilteo, and a bit of Everett and Linwood. Thanks for talking with us.
I appreciate your interest in the issue.
It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.